Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 630 CHED.
630 CHED and the Edmonton Oilers Hockey Club present the show that is everything Oilers. Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer.
Brought to you by Digitex. Office supplies at huge savings?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio. 630 CHED.
Welcome back, everybody. Battle of Alberta tomorrow night at Rogers Place. The Edmonton Oilers and the Calgary Flames. Tonight, the Lethbridge Hurricanes are in town. The Edmonton Oil Kings making a couple trades this week, including one involving Luke Prokop, the son of well-known Edmonton-based businessman Al Prokop. We'll have two general managers coming up in the next 45 minutes of this show, and then one guy who thinks he's a GM. We're going to be very excited to have Brad Treloar being on from the Calgary Flames in 29 seconds' time. Kurt Hill from the Edmonton Oil Kings at 1:35 today. Jack Michaels, one of my two Oilers radio play-by-play partners, will be coming down the pipe at 1:45. And Jack will tell you it's the host of the show and not the play-by-play guy who thinks he's the GM. Oilers Now is brought to you by our title sponsor, Digitex. Digitex.ca is Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office technology and software. Straight off to the River Cree Resort and Casino Hotline. We are pleased to be joined by our Oilers Now headliner today for Wilhauk Beef Jerky. It just might be the best you've ever tasted. Search for Wilhauk, W-I-L. H-A-U-K today. He was named Calgary Flames general manager in the spring of 2014. We welcome back to the show Brad Treloar. Brad, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, much appreciate the time. Well, here we go. Let's get it started. It's interesting because, you know, you look at your team, and I know maybe some people thought, oh, you know, was there going to be more seismic moves? I think you made a pretty big one a year ago. You got a guy that the Oilers were really interested in, and I'm actually looking at Jacob Markstrom. I'm going to start there with Daryl Sutter as head coach and Jacob Markstrom. I know, not that he had a poor season for you, but the .904 save percentage, to me, logic dictates he'll get back to the .912 to .918 area. What's your thoughts maybe on being a little bit different team under Daryl, maybe a little bit more defensively tenacious, and if you think you'll see a sort of a returned and a higher SVP for Markstrom this season?
Well, we're certainly, you know, like everybody else, we goaltending is so important, and we rely on Jacob a lot. And, it's interesting, Bob, and I would agree with you. You look at last year's season, it's sort of cut up into, three parts for me. Jacob was excellent for us early. We were winning some games early, and quite frankly, it was on the back of Jacob. He played so well for us, and then he was injured. He got injured against Vancouver, and it took him some time to get through that. And then even when he came back, just to sort of get his feet under him again. And then I thought, the end of his season was real strong too. So, we got every confidence in the world in Jacob, and he's got to be a horse for us, and he will be. And to your point, certainly Daryl, demands structure, not unlike Tip and how he coaches in terms of, very structured teams and a commitment on the defensive side of the puck, and certainly even, our season, our season didn't go the way we wanted to go last year, and it was, I thought it was a very underachieving season, and we've moved past that. But, even if you look at a lot of the, a lot of the data and a lot of things that we study, one thing that I liked about how our game was trending, when Daryl came in, is we were giving up a lot less, high danger stuff. We were giving a lot less chances in general, but certainly the grade A stuff we were cutting back on, and we're going to need to do that. At the end of the day, you know, we're going to need to, we've got our top guys who are going to have to provide scoring. We're going to need it from throughout, but we're certainly not a team that's going to, you know, we can't run and gun here and try to score, outscore our problems on most nights. So we need to be sound defensively, and certainly that starts with Jake.
All right. Well, Tanev had a great season for you last year, went plus 15 after spending 10 seasons with the Canucks. But I want to talk a bit about defense because Mark Giordano's been your guy. I mean, he's been the leader of the team. Can one guy kind of take that on and replace that, or is it going to be by committee? What do you think on the back end?
Well, the answer is no, Bob. You know, when you lose a guy like Gio, who, you're right, has been a huge part of our team, not only, you know, his leadership, but, you know, when you just really start looking and dividing up the minutes, and, you know, he took a big bite of, you know, obviously big 5-on-5 minutes, took a big bite of special teams on both sides of it. So there's not somebody to come in and just say, okay, you're going to take over Mark's job. Now, you know, we certainly, when you break it down, we've got some young players on the left that, you know, aren't 18 and 19 years old. They need to now start grabbing a hold. There's opportunity for them, and they need to start grabbing a hold of it. Noah Hanifin continues to, you know, mature. He's been in the league a while now, but still just, you know, a 97 born. You've got Yusuf Alamaki. You've got Oliver Shillington. You know, we've got even a young Connor Mackey, who we think is going to be a good player. And then the addition of Nikita Zadorov. So we look at, you know, everybody's going to have to chip in on the 5-on-5. We think guys like Anderson, Valimaki, Hanifin can jump in there and try to grab some power play time. And then we've got some players that are going to need to grab some stuff on the PK. So it certainly is going to be by committee. And, you know, we're gonna have to see how we're gonna be a work in progress back there. We'll see how things evolve.
When you acquired Noah Hanifin and Elias Lindholm from Carolina in the Hamilton deal that included Fox and Ferland, did you envision, like, 4 years later that Lindholm was going to be your first line center and Hanifin was going to be your first pairing left shot D, and none of those guys would still be with Carolina? Like, you got to give to get, but from a, you know, that's why maybe they say don't judge trades the day it happens, but that one's worked.
Yeah.
That's worked out for you pretty good, Brad.
Well, it's worked out, and listen, yeah, like you said, you have to give to get. It was a unique situation. Obviously, you know, we know where Adam Fox is gone, and that was strictly a situation where, you know, we weren't going to be able to get the player signed. We knew what a talent he was, but in making that deal, we felt real strongly about both the players we acquired, and we did view Elias as a centerman. You know, he came in this first year here, had a lot of success at right wing, but we really viewed him as a guy at some point in his tenure here, and hopefully, and at that point, sooner rather than later, that he'd get to the middle, because he's strong on both sides of the puck. I think he's got underrated offensive ability. Is very strong defensively, is a reliable guy, strong in the circle, and is one of those guys, Bob, as you know, that can play in all situations, whether it be 5-on-5, power play, PK. So he carries a heavy load for us, and Noah's, we've seen him take some big strides. You know, I thought at times last year, especially at the beginning of the year, the first half of the year, with him and Chris was an excellent pair.
Yep.
We even go back to the bubble where he played with Rasmus as a pair. That they had a lot of success there and did last year. So, you know, a big, strong, mobile guy can move the puck, can play against top players because of his, you know, his ability to defend with his feet. And still, again, it's funny. I think he's 24 years old, and he's been in the league for 6 years now. So, you know, both good players, and certainly are going to be important players for us moving forward.
You have strength down the middle at center. I mean, Lindholm, Monahan obviously had some core issues last year that kind of derailed his season. And if Michael Backlund's your third line center, that's a pretty good third line center. I mean, he's played over 700 games in the NHL, and most years is in a full year has been around, you know, 45 to 50 points, and can kill penalties as well. You got to have some confidence with what you got down the middle at center.
Well, we do, and you're right, Sean. You know, Sean had off season surgery on his hip, which was bothering him really for I'd say, after the five-game mark last year. And we shut him down, and he got it done, and he's, you know, he's really, you know, he looks and feels a lot better going through camp. And you need, you know, listen, you need strength in the middle. You talk about the team we're playing tomorrow night, and you go throughout the West, and you look at the top teams and throughout the league, and, you know, to be able to match and play against these top teams, you need to have that strength down the middle. And, you know, certainly we're comfortable with those guys. We've added some guys, and Brad Richardson, the veteran guy in the four hole, and Glenn Godden, we think, has been pushing through camp. And you need depth, but certainly that's an important position, and we like the depth that we have in the middle.
Situation, Brad Treliving, the general manager of the Calgary Flames. It is what it is with Coleman. He's not available to you tomorrow night. The Oilers got Hyman, you got Coleman. Somewhat similar numbers between the two. Coleman 22, 21, 14 goals the last 3 years. Hyman 21, 21, 15 goals. Slightly different players. I think Coleman might have a little bit more speed in the open ice, maybe a little bit more net drive from Hyman. But just a thought on the addition of what Coleman, how he's going to change the complexion, you know, of your, he's going to be a, I'm going to assume he's going to end up being a top six guy for you, certainly a top nine. But what does he bring?
Well, just as you said, he brings a real reliable two-way game. He can play against top players. He's got a powerful stride, and he's real fast. I mean, he's got great pace to his game, and he's got a real push to get inside. He plays inside. Excellent penalty killer. And we brought Pitlick in, you know, both on our right side is an area that we were trying to get deeper in. Blake can play all three forward positions. He's most comfortable on the right side.
Okay.
And he's got a winning pedigree, and you can see the way he goes about his business, he's I think he's going to be a really important player for our team. And you're right, he can bounce all over the lineup. It's unfortunate for us, Bob. We really haven't had a chance to get a full group. You know, we've in the preseason through some injuries and through some suspensions. So it'll be interesting. I think Darryl's going to use him in a lot of different ways. Certainly we're going to miss him tomorrow night, but certainly glad to have him and all the things that he brings. And like I said, you can never have too many guys that are reliable on both sides of it, and Blake certainly is.
The Oilers have, some people think, a bit of a wild card or an X factor in Bouchard. The guy that I'm kind of wondering about with your team is Dubé. To me, and this is not an insult to Dubé, he's a bit of a poor man's version of Point. Maybe it's the stature, maybe it's because he's a WHL kid, but there's some offense in his game, and I think he's got a way higher ceiling than he's shown. What are your thoughts on Dylan Dubé?
You know, Bob, I'd agree with you on that. He got elite speed and just an elite work ethic. You know, this is a guy who invests a lot into his training, into making himself a better player. I think there's been a lot of maturity in Dylan's game. There's a lot of young guys coming out. You know, they equate success to the point sheet, and I think he was a big producer in junior hockey. He was the captain of the world junior team. And sometimes that doesn't translate, but it doesn't translate right away, right? And then it's trying to find value in doing other things. And I think Dylan's really taken a step there. You know, he's taken on some penalty killing responsibility, but, you know, ultimately I think he's a two-position player. You know, we've played him a lot in the wing. He's a natural centerman, so it gives you another option down the middle. And like I said, just with his speed, but I think there's more offense there with him. And he continues to work at it, but not at the detriment of the other parts of his game. But you know, Darryl at the end of last year through the preseason has used him on the penalty kill. So I think there's just a maturation going on there. We were able to sign him to a new contract extension this summer, and I'm excited to see Dylan. He's a kid you root for, and he's all in. He's all in terms of working at his craft, and so I hope really look forward to him taking a step this year.
Brad, just a couple more questions for you. Do you have the toughest team in the league? I mean, Lucic and Richie, we know what they can do. My sister's married to Aaron Downey's brother, and I know he had a conversation. I wanted our guys to grab Richie like 4 years ago because he said that guy doesn't even know how strong he is. And I remember watching him fight Wilson a few years ago, and we know what happened last year with Kara. We all know about Luch. Kachuk's fought 8 or 9 times in the last couple of years. You had Gabranson on defense, and then Zadorov's really unpredictable. Like, do you have the heaviest team in the league, do you think?
Well, I mean, I think we've got one of the, you know, identity that we've got to have to play. And we talk about playing hard, being hard to play against, but you got to do it within the rules. And to me, there's a bunch of different ways to do that. Look, we want to be able to, you know, you have to play fast in this league, but certainly we want to, you know, if we can, we want to be able to lean on people and get in on the forecheck. And you know, we've got some bigger bodies that, you know, we've got to use that as an advantage to us, getting to the net and getting pucks off the wall, all those types of things. We know what the game is today. This isn't the 70s and the 80s, but it's still a physical game. And you know, the people that you mentioned, the other part is they're a big part of the leadership group of this team. And I think it does give, you know, ultimately, when things are tight, it does give your skilled players a little bit more comfort to operate in. But ultimately, the speed at which the game is played at, you know, to be able to make plays under pressure, that's a big part of today's game. But, we certainly added, I think, some bite to our lineup. And excited to see them perform.
And three first-round picks, not with you. I guess Zeri, technically, he got sort of derailed in the preseason with an injury. But Pelche, Zeri, and Coronado on the mine are not with your team. You got to be excited that you've got a little bit of depth that might provide some flexibility, Brad, for you guys to do other things as the season goes on, because you do have some prospects coming, especially in forward.
Yeah, and it was unfortunate. We, you know, in the rookie games with the Oilers rookies there, Connor took a shot. He broke his ankle, actually broke a bone in his ankle in the second game of the rookie games. So he's been hobbled by it. Pelche had a really good camp for us. A first-year pro here. He's down in Stockton. They start their season tonight. And Coronado's a first-round pick from this year. We're really excited about it. He's got a real knack around the net. He's highly, highly competitive. You know, a real dog on a bone type of guy with the puck. But, you know, he's one of those guys that has the ability to, you know, he shoots it in the net. And we certainly are excited about all three of those kids. They're all going to, you know, they're going to take some time here. Hopefully we can get Connor back up and going here before too long. But, three real good kids that we're excited about.
And does it provide you with some options? Because you've got guys that aren't on your NHL squad, and, you know, maybe your first round, picks end up in play here at some time to potentially add as the season goes on.
Well, yeah, you can never. You're obviously right. The stronger your reserve list, you know, the more options it gives you. Ultimately, we got to, you know, like I said, we've as you talked about in the opening, we've you know, maybe there weren't significant changes at the higher end of the food chain here, but, you know, I think we'll start tomorrow with 7 or 8 new players from what we started with a year ago. So we've got to try to get this group together and meld it together as quickly as we possibly can, and find out where we're at and build that identity of our team. And it starts tomorrow with a real, real difficult test against a real good Oiler team. So it'd be good to get it going.
Brad, there'd be nothing better than a battle of Alberta in the playoffs. Let's hope we see that.
You bet. Yeah, here.
Thanks for your time, Brad. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Thanks, Bob.
You bet. That is Brad Treliving. He's the general manager of the Calgary Flames. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott joining you. Reminder that you can text us at any time on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Ashley Fine Floors, get the new floors you've always wanted at 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, open Monday to Saturday. And you can reach us on the River Cree Resort and Casino hotline at 780-496-0063. The River Cree Resort and Casino, excitement. Bet on it. Oilers Now brought to you for the 9th consecutive season by Digitex. Digitex.ca is Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office technology and software. Brad Treliving was our Oilers Now headliner today for Wilhauk Beef Jerky. And when we come back, we'll go into the Oilers Now Audio Vault, which is presented daily by our friends at Direct Workwear. It's 124 at Edmonton, and you're listening to Oilers Now.
Hi, this is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
I came to pretty quickly after the incident. Obviously, the concussion protocol, the things they have in place the last week. I've done multiple tests and whatnot to make sure I'm good to go. Everything's came back positive, and I'm cleared to play.
What do you remember about the fight and falling and, like you said, coming to and everything that happened?
I remember everything until I hit the ice. I remember falling and kind of having like the uh-oh moment, and then I remember coming to with a lot of people around me. So, scary incident, fluke, but stuff like that happens.
Zach Cassian of the Edmonton Oilers talking about his fight with Zach MacEwen. And that's as we head into the Oilers Now Audio Vault right now for Direct Workwear. Proud to offer on-site seamstress services and embroidery. Get your workwear and have it customized all in one trip. And Cassian also maybe give us a little bit of his perspective on fighting. You heard Mark Spector allude to this earlier on in the show.
Well, if I listened to them, I probably wouldn't have made it to the NHL. It's one of my attributes and one of the things that made me a unique player all the way from junior hockey to now. It's given my family a great life, and it's something that I enjoy doing. I consider myself a good hockey player. I never lace my skates up going out thinking I have to fight every night. I think it's one of those things where if you get upset or emotions boil over in a game or you're standing up for a teammate, I'm all for it, and that's where I feel I can help the team, and that's where I feel like I have a unique skill set to do so.
Yeah, there you go. That's Zach Cassian. And full disclosure here, I know it was scary. I think it's an element that needs to be in place for the players. Players need to be able to police themselves. It's that simple. And part of it is because hockey's a very difficult game to officiate. One more clip in the Oilers Now Audio Vault for our friends at Direct Workwear. Dave Tippett was asked whether or not the Oilers have an advantage because they've already played a regular season game, and this will be the season opener for the Calgary Flames.
I don't know. I mean, the first game, there's always, you know, anticipation of getting it going, but like we talked with the team there, we felt like our three games before we started were all kind of same routine, jump into it. But that being said, you got the first game is always the intensity goes up a little bit. And I'm glad we've been through it one game already. And we're ready to go. But you have to recognize that Calgary is going to come in with the intensity. They want to get there. Every single coach is talking about getting off to a good start, whether it's the first game, second game. Everybody's saying the same thing. So they'll be no different than us that way. I like that we... Yeah, we battled through. We had some things in the game we thought we did all right, and some things that we addressed the last couple of days. So it's we'll have a little skate in the morning and hopefully be ready tomorrow night.
That's Oilers head coach Dave Tippett. Oilers and Flames tomorrow night, 8 o'clock at Rogers Place. Still some tickets available. Visit EdmontonOilers.com for more information. Old saying in the car business, cars cost less than Wetaskiwin. They've even got a couple Flames fans at Brent Ridge Ford and Wetaskiwin. Real smarty pants, let me tell you. Stuck little Flames logos on the gas cap on my F-150. Vehicles currently in short supply, but Brent Ridge Ford and Wetaskiwin wants you to know that they do have a Bronco currently in stock. If you call out, one of the boys will do a video for you, but better yet, stop by, swing by Brent Ridge and go see Uncle Milt, Rich, Johnny, and the gang. You can see for yourself at Brent Ridge Ford, your Ford truck authority on the Auto Mile in Wetaskiwin. Off to a global news, weather, traffic update, Eileen Bell. Still to come, Edmonton Oil Kings GM Kurt Hill. Oilers radio play-by-play voice. Also from NHL Hockey and Rogers regional package, Jack Michaels. This is Oilers Now.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.